In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So John's Gospel, as Mary Esther just read for us, is a favorite of many people. The beginning of John's Gospel is especially beloved of students of New Testament Greek because it uses easy words and easy syntax. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now, in the beginning carries a very self-conscious echo of Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, right? The very beginning of the Bible, the story of creation. One common theme in the New Testament, in the Gospels and in Paul, is of Jesus as a new beginning, a new creation. And so Jesus is the new Adam. Jesus is the new Moses. And this year, as we enter liturgical year A, where we will be reading from the Gospel of Matthew, we are going to encounter the five great discourses in Matthew, these long sermons of Jesus that correspond to the five books of the Torah, the five books of Moses. If you've been listening to me in the last couple years, you've probably heard me express once or twice my conviction that there is a clear and unbroken line of continuity between the Old Testament and the New Testament, that all Holy Scripture tells a single story. And so the Hebrew Bible, the Old Testament, the Tanakh, is every bit the Christian story as much as the New Testament. We've talked about how the Hebrew Bible was, in fact, Jesus' Bible. That was the Bible Jesus read and taught from. I was preaching all through Advent from Isaiah because that seems, according to scriptural evidence, to be perhaps Jesus' favorite book of the Bible. Isaiah overflows with gospel, good news of God's love for God's people. However, this is now the Christmas season, right? The 12 days of Christmas between Christmas Day and Epiphany. And we believe that something did change at the birth of Jesus. Something new was afoot. The Word became flesh. He lived among us. And we saw His glory, the glory that He has from the Father, as only Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. God chose to live among us as a human being named Jesus. It was not as if God had been remote before, but it seemed to be that we human beings still managed to ignore God, to forget about God, whenever it was convenient for us. And so, God put on flesh, and He came and He lived among us. A flesh and bones, historical, in-your-face experience of God's love for us. And of course, how did we respond to the incarnation of God? We killed Him. But it turns out that even crucifixion is not an obstacle for God. And so we practice the cycle of the church year, right? We practice the Christmas season right now, which doesn't perhaps seem quite historical, but it really is pretty appropriate to the time of the year with the short days and the long dark nights. This is a good time for us to remember, to keep from forgetting God's immense and amazing love for us and God's presence with us. This is the Christmas season. Christ is born today. In the beginning is every moment in time when you choose to turn back towards God. God is present. God is here. God is waiting patiently, and maybe a little impatiently too. It is God who keeps reaching out to us. Amen.